Pill loss in this bitch and we don't give a fuck.
Why?
We don't give a fuck.
Why?
We don't give a fuck. Pill loss in this bitch and we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. It's the passion in this bitch. It's the passion in this bitch. It's
oh.
The passion in this bitch. It's
oh.
The passion.
Whoa. Whoa.
It's the passion in this bitch.
Whoa.
It's the passion. Whoa. 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 It's the passion.
Yeah.
In this bitch.
Episode 49, local programming podcast. Marcelo here. I got some people here. You know, some people that I wish I would have been here since episode zero. Some of them were, and then some of them fell off the wagon. So let's start with mic number two over here. Who are you, sir?
I'm Spider Roy.
Alrighty. And?
Oh, it's me, Alexis.
Alexis. And we can already guess who's on mic number four.
Fresh.
Manny Fresh.
The Mr. M Experience.
So I won't pretend you guys have been listening to any of the episodes. But let's pretend you did. I'm sure you guys have heard one episode, right?
Yes.
Is that fair enough to say?
I have at least heard one, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've actually heard three.
You've heard three? Okay, yeah.
I've
nice.
Heard the most then.
Yeah. Oh, what, like four or five?
I've got like 10, 13.
Hey, I've seen the podcast, so I got
yeah,
one.
So, okay, so from what you've heard from all your, you know, your collective 10 episodes.
Wait, can I switch? I technically have heard almost all of them.
Okay.
But just not like...
No, you haven't actually because I wasn't editing them. Half of them weren't edited in front of you, so...
That's true.
Okay.
Okay, so my question to you guys individually, what did you and what did you not like about the local programming podcast from what you heard? Just exclusively from what you heard. Obviously, it's not a fair shake because, you know, you didn't listen to it all, but...
I didn't like when I was censored. In a certain episode.
Oh yeah, I didn't edit that one.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, well,
what was censored?
There was a lot of things that were said. A lot of colorful choice of words.
Cause he actively used the word faggot. And it was super censored. And at the time I could understand. I could understand. But at the same time I was like, yo, you know what, Travis, you're editing this one, so it's your freedom. You know what I mean? Just like Roy, I didn't really like his music choices. But it was his episode, so he could do what he pleased with it.
Kiki.
And I'm sure some people don't like mine, which is fair. So, yeah.
I thought the vodcast was gold.
I love the vodcast.
That one, I'm going to say.
Oh, I just learned.
I'm sorry.
Some very interesting information. I uploaded that video in September.
Yeah.
Now, we shot it in July,
right.
June. So, it took some time to get it up there. But fucking Roy... Motherfucking Birdman Hesley hasn't fucking seen it yet.
No, you know what?
After I tagged him in it, shared it with him, linked it to him, took out snippets from it, I'm like, you're a piece of shit, dude.
I'm sorry.
No. God damn.
My favorite part of the whole vodcast kind of like relates to Roy not listening to or watching the vodcast.
Oh, wow.
Was because... you know, you asked us all to produce a video, give you a video.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of felt like I did that American One montage, like try to do a cheesy montage.
Yeah.
And I was like, granted, not my best work, but the best part of that vodcast was the fucking part where you put insert Roy's video here.
Yeah. And then you hear tumbleweeds?
Yeah. That was the best part of the vodcast.
Yeah, man. I was like, Roy, you couldn't submit anything. You couldn't even steal something from YouTube.
I think Travis submitted a commercial.
Yeah, Travis went and ripped motherfucking commercial from the 80s and slapped it in there. You know what I did? I inserted the same fucking resolution that he put it in. So it's in like, I don't know what the fuck, 600 by something. It's not in fucking 720, that's for damn sure. And that's why you see all that filler, because I was like, well, it's all black.
And then that the video you guys shot was pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, I had fun doing that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do more of that kind of shit, but I figured, you know what? Let's keep it to the one video for now. We'll jump on something later. But yeah, man. Like, Roy, what the fuck?
I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Like, you inadvertently hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to...
Like, I'm over here like...
I've listened to more podcasts than these guys, though.
Okay. I'm not asking for much.
That's a big, sensitive guy over there.
I'm not asking for much, guys. But when I like... When you're in something, I would at least think you would watch that. You know what I'm saying?
You get a view for me.
Yeah.
I saw it more than once, and I told people about it to watch, and they liked it. So.
Oh, yeah. I really wish it would have taken off more, but I understand it's a lengthy video. And I honestly, if somebody linked that to me, I would probably watch, you know, bits and pieces. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna watch the whole thing. 30 minutes is a lot to digest.
Where can they see it at if they want to?
If you want to see it, it's called the Carnage episode. It's on my YouTube channel, Luthius. That's LUTHLUZ. If you don't know that by now, then what, you know, I don't know what you've been doing.
Get on there. Find this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you know. So if you want to check that out, it's, you know, it's roughly 30 minutes. It's got a variety of bullshit, just like this show, just like this podcast. So go check it out, Roy. Go check it out.
I will.
You won't.
But But yeah. So okay. So getting back to what I was saying, what don't you guys like, or what do you like about the podcast? We kind of just barely touched on it.
I mean, I think I said mine. From what I heard, I was a fan of it. But
what did you like and what didn't you like though? You said you didn't like, you know, the censorship. Okay.
It's a little different for me though than maybe other viewers, because I know the people that are on the podcast.
Yeah.
And so we got that local connection to it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I liked about it. It was interesting to hear people, because yeah, you other people who listen to podcasts, or I listen to other people's podcasts, you don't know who they are and kind of don't give a shit of what they have to say.
Yeah, for the most part.
But
yeah,
like, just the fact that I know the people that are talking, at least I know most of the people that are talking. That was what, something I liked.
Yeah, I know. For instance, like Anthony, one of my biggest viewers, one of my favorite viewers, he can already immediately get the jokes.
Right.
He doesn't have to wait for the punchline, because he knows. He knows us.
You're right,
know what
right.
I'm saying? So yeah, that's kind of cool that I have like listeners that actually like don't have to fucking be spoon fed, you know, the comedy. And that's kind of what I wanted all this to be.
They get it.
Yeah, they get it. I wanted to keep it local. I wasn't trying to get this, you know, to go across the nation. Nah, I just want people from Yuma to listen to this,
right,
to be honest.
Right.
If I could, I would only limit it to the Yuma area, like, for people to listen to. But you can't do
that. You want no Alaskans or fucking Cubans?
No, because they won't get it. They won't. So if they listen to it, I mean, cool. Racing kudos. Hey,
no
if
Cuban
you guys
bees.
from you know, Arizona, out of Yuma, you know, well, obviously Anthony's, but if you're listening to this and you don't know us, kudos to you for fucking, you know, sticking with it. I applaud you, and I want to hear your feedback. So, you know, get on that Facebook page that I haven't touched in like 30 days now. So get on there and tell us how much you hate us. But what about you guys? So, you know, Alexis kind of is the only one talking here.
Well, I kind of agree with Alexis. Kind of like some of the...
No, don't agree with him.
That's a cop-out answer.
Yeah, how about you say your own...
Then nothing. Then there's nothing.
I concur, doctor.
So you don't like anything about the podcast, right? Is that what you're saying?
But I don't
dislike. Oh, you said like, I said dislike first.
No, both.
Oh, both?
It's the both. What do you like and not like?
I like how we can just kind of say, like, if it's bad, it'll get taken out, whatever, but it's just mostly a big-ass...
I don't take it out. Just
well,
so you know,
yeah.
The only shit that was
shit
censored
get taken out anymore
was, well, no, ever. When I edited it, I only edited it for time,
right?
And like continuity, you know what I mean? Like flow. I never censored the episodes.
Yeah, well,
mine,
yeah, I
at
mean,
least.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's not really censored.
Yeah.
Except for if someone asked for something.
No, if somebody was on there, you know, talking shit or making fun of the Holocaust, that's on them.
Yeah.
That's on them. I don't condone any of it. It's all you.
I
want to call
just,
someone
I,
a faggot. You
I,
know,
I just like
whatever.
The openness of everything.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. So I listened to some other stuff, and there's literally just probably the ones I'll
listen
to.
You know what happens there though is money. Like people,
right.
You
think
know,
so?
Yeah, people, the advertisers and shit. They pay. Nobody pays me to do this, so I can do whatever the fuck I want. Nobody pays me. I did have a sponsor for like a couple weeks there. Downshift. They were sponsoring us. They
what
were giving us beer and some money. I think they just went their own way. I don't know if they still are doing their
business. They're still downshifting stuff?
If they're still down 5-hifting, yeah.
But, hey, well, you know what? They're going to appreciate the little mention they just got. So.
No, yeah, hey.
So, hey.
Out there, woo-hoo! Shout out to Downshift. Woo-hoo! I don't have your card. I don't have the number, but I appreciate your sponsorship. So, what don't you like about the podcast?
Really,
you said you do like the openness.
Did you guys have a consistent schedule as to when it came out? Or
I did. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. That's one thing I didn't like when I was like on there regularly.
When you were editing?
No, I didn't give a shit that it's fucking that.
I didn't
sucked.
Like that I had to
that,
edit.
Hey, like you said, like we all had our own ways to edit it and we did it.
Yeah.
So who cares? But
yeah, but your way is to release the episode like 3 months later. So nobody would ever hear these episodes.
But
run a time limit?
I just like... The
time
a
week,
The time wise now to just be on here, because I've been here like on here more often now, is easier.
Yeah, because you don't have to schedule. Do anything. You just have to show up and then leave.
But like, I mean, before that, like, it was between this time and this time. Like, this one was kind of like we had a specific time we had to be here.
No, but see, I always made sure it works for everybody. Like with Manny, especially because, you know, he's got the
fucked up schedule.
Alexis, he's got the full time, you know, career,
full time gig going on.
So it's like, you know, man. I try to cater to everyone's time.
I think that's the hardest part for me. And I wish I could participate more.
Well, yeah, but you know, I would say yours is a little more open than these two guys. Yeah. That's to be fair.
I don't know. It is pretty open.
Now it is. For like the last 2 months. But, you know, technically, he was the busiest one for a while because he was working nights and fucking early mornings.
I apparently missed a lot. So, fuck.
Yeah, well, shit happens, you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
Shit happens.
Life. We started this shit last February. So we're about to go on about a year once I release this episode. No, my bad. Once I release episode 50, this will be a year.
Smell my gun.
So, yeah, no, that's when I got busier.
So wait, so what don't you like
I
again?
To steal guns.
You didn't like?
Well, it's not here anymore. It's not there anymore. And so it's kind of hard to like not have pixels.
Okay, but I didn't understand you, to be honest.
When I was on here regularly, like there was a constant like we had to be at this time or it's done. It's like over. I was like
done.
Fuck.
Like you're done.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, because
I'm dropping names, man.
Drop them.
Fucking drop
them. Dude, Travis had this weird ass schedule and he would always be mad. Like he would calm down during
a beep. Well, beep.
He had a weird ass schedule. Travis would be cool during the podcast, but like before that, he'd be like, "Oh fuck, we gotta go do this. I gotta do this," and it would, and it's like I didn't mind. But there's some things where like I definitely didn't tell like Gordo, but I told Travis like, "Oh yeah," because he asked me like, "Oh, what time do you think we can do it?" I'll be like, "I can do it this time because I don't work," and like, "Oh okay," but I didn't tell Gordo that, so they still had the same schedule. And I look like the asshole because I should have just told Gordo.
So it was a communication error. Then.
Yes, it was always communication error. But like now it's more lenient. Like I don't know, just I was able to do a lot of these other ones.
Is that a problem with the podcast or is that just a problem with you?
It was a problem with communication in the beginning.
Because that seems to be a problem with you, period. Not even podcast related. All right, so Manny.
Gordo, what didn't you like about it?
What? No.
Why?
I'm the interview here.
What don't you like about the podcast?
I don't like you being so assertive sometimes.
You don't like me being assertive?
Yeah.
He wants to
need a little direction.
You do.
I agree.
But not. I like the randomness of it.
But you don't like my assertiveness?
Sometimes.
What do you mean? What's wrong with my assertiveness?
Come off as an asshole sometimes.
How? Give me an example.
Your tone of voice.
My tone of voice?
Yep.
You don't fuck you, dude.
There you go. Perfect.
Hey.
You know what? What the fuck you mean I can't take criticism?
You're right.
What do you mean? I'll kill you.
Hey, I fucking agree with you.
But no, but I know.
But you know why, though?
But I know that's how you are.
Yeah, no, but it's not.
No, yeah.
No, wait, no, I want to explain that to you.
No, but yeah, I know.
I want to break that one down for you because
I piss you off.
No, you don't. It's the group, man. It's the group. What happened with the podcast? Remember?
Yeah.
Everyone was all late and shit.
Hey, no.
I wasn't late.
Everyone. Hey.
It's a group thing.
Yeah. No, fuck that.
Hey,
no,
you fuck that. I'm always late. So
I'm tired of being grouped with the fucking group.
It's a fucking group, man. You want to talk about that?
Hey. I was on time, bitches. Hey, I knew this motherfucker was going to be late. And he still showed up on time.
Like,
I was on time?
No. You weren't on time, but you brought a fucking keyboard that apparently made everything seem better that we didn't use.
It didn't make me happy.
Oh, cool. Yeah, hey, that's it's a little thing.
Those,
I do.
Unfortunately,
I
wasn't able to use it. Those arbitrary rules just fucking
Nah. Here's the thing, man. With me, I've worked with you guys for fucking years,
yeah.
years, and it's like if nobody takes charge, nobody will take charge. Like that's just how it goes.
Simple.
Nobody like takes that initiative. Everyone kind of just is like, so what are we doing? You know what I mean? Waiting around and shit. So you know what? I just took it upon myself to just be like the interim leader of the group. You know, the until somebody else wanted to take the reins. You know, and you know, some of you guys stepped in. You did. I mean, obviously, you know, as a group. But for the most part, it was left to me to, you know, get this shit on the road.
Right.
The ringleader.
Yeah. So that's why, Manny. But I understand how you feel, and I get it.
So I get it too.
I get it.
I agree.
But what and you? What do you like? You like the randomness?
Yeah.
All right. I like the randomness too.
Dude, like I've heard some podcasts, man, and this is
I dislike the politics behind.
There's no politics.
What politics?
The politics behind the like decisions that are made around
Bernie here. Sanders.
What do you mean? Explain yourself.
Well, you know, we don't have a social media policy.
What do you mean? No, hey, let's dish it all out. What do you want to say?
I want to know what happened with the
while you were deleted.
Yeah,
here's why. Here's the absolute truth. While you were deleted, because we didn't see you wanting to be a part of this,
right?
And wanting to do it on a weekly basis, we figured you only wanted to jump in when it was convenient for you. So with that said, we kind of as a group said, you know what? Let's just do the page because no one has touched it in 2 years. Yeah. So we just went ahead and took over. And we're like, you know what? If we're going to be doing this, let's just slap our name on it. And then later on, we'll talk to Alexis or whatever. And we just made an executive decision and just kicked you off of it.
Which is fine.
Straight up, we were just like, you know what? We kicked Manny off of it too, so don't feel like that.
I didn't even know I had powers.
Just so you know. And then Roy got kicked off of it.
Right.
Yeah. And as it stands right now, it's only me and Travis left.
Until he hears the podcast.
There's one.
He can go ahead and delete it. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care if he deletes it. I don't care if you get back on and you delete it. I don't care.
Hey, let's just delete it.
I can't put you back on because you haven't added me as a friend. And you know, that was your undoing.
No,
so,
I actually don't even get on
okay, but,
Facebook
you know,
anymore.
To be honest, to be fair, you deleted me because you didn't want to have anything to do with the podcast.
Hey, why you bring up old shit for?
No. Yeah, I want to get it all out there.
This is true. This is true, but at the same time.
This is podcast. Yeah, this is podcast
this
story.
Is local, here's local the deal. Podcast at the same time, real talk.
I don't think it's
this is real talk.
Yeah,
real all talk. The entertainment is over. Now I want everybody to listen.
Here's the thing. I don't think from my perspective it's fair to not be able to commit. And I agree with you on that point. Like, I have
we just decided.
Know, I have a busy ass schedule.
You
right?
do, yeah.
And I can't tell you every. And I feel like an asshole when you ask me, "Hey, can you do it today?" And I'm like, "No, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it tomorrow either. I can maybe do it Wednesday, but let's see what happens."
Yeah.
Are you fucking drawing more Snapchat dicks on my face?
So guys, hey, can you all shut the fuck up and listen?
So
come on,
at the
man.
Same time, like. I get why that happened, and
please, motherfuckers.
I'm listening.
Shut the fuck up, Roy.
I'm please. Listening.
This is just for this, and then once this is over, we can fuck off.
Free game.
Yeah,
right.
So from that,
yeah,
like,
undivided attention.
I wish I could commit right now, but like, at the same time, like, let's say, like, when you asked me about this to come today,
mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, dude, I have a busy ass schedule this week, and maybe not just like, I had like, you know, other shit that maybe not may seem as important. But, like, I have to prioritize, like...
Hey, I totally understand. You got kids, two of them, a wife, a fucking, you know, crazy
like,
job.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of buying a fucking house, so it's like...
We get it,
it's busy as fuck.
If you would have said no, I would have tried other things.
But I wanted to make it work, so that's why I said these are the times that I'm available.
Yeah.
And then you threw me a fucking curveball by saying, like, 9 o'clock, and I was like, fuck.
I asked.
No, which okay. I was like, it's doable, but let me move some shit around.
Okay. I appreciate that, man.
And that's why we're here.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But Manny, your clock says 11:30.
Yeah, the power went out. I haven't reached.
Okay,
that shit.
And I was like,
it's 10:05.
I just got here like 20 minutes ago.
Sorry.
So
it's like the twilight zone here. Shit doesn't work. Things are all offset.
So yeah, man. So that's pretty much what happened with social media. You know, going with your social media topic and the politics and everything. We just said, you know what? Fuck it, man. Let's just do something. Going nowhere. You know, I still want to keep local programming around. I love the idea of, you know, the original idea that...
I like the original, yeah.
That it's like, it's a stupid-ass name because it could be anything.
Because people would see it on the TV guide and be like, oh, what's local programming?
What's local programming,
and
yeah.
And they go
fucking,
to it.
I love the idea, man. I still support it. And, you know, like I said, I'm stopping this podcast at 50. I don't know if I'll, you know, I'm going to pick it up. We'll see. Who knows? But at this rate, it's like I've been going week by week, every week, since fucking February of 2015.
You're
so it's
deep,
like,
son.
You know, I want to take a break.
Should do 52. Maybe. That's a whole year, isn't it?
No.
How many weeks are in a year?
Well, technically, we recorded episode 0, like, January, like, 30.
Right.
We recorded the episode, and then we released it, like, February 6th or something. Because we didn't know what schedule we were going to keep. And then we decided Tuesdays.
Yeah, that was right when fuck, I moved.
It's been a year though.
It was right when
it's
I
been
moved.
One. It's gonna be 1 year when get these away when me. I believe this episode comes out. Right. It'll be 1 year.
Nice. So this is the year, 1 year anniversary episode, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. Basically, yeah. Yeah. By the time this releases, it'll be a year that we fucking have been recorded, which is really cool because we've come a long way, or I should say I've come a long way. Since, you know, unfortunately, you guys haven't been there.
Since y'all motherfuckers never showed up, and I've changed.
I've come the long way. I got like 10 feet.
Okay.
He's come out.
Yeah. You got like 10 feet. Manny got like a mile.
Woo!
You came a mile?
I want to thank Manny. I want to thank Manny for, you know, letting me use your house.
Oh, yeah.
For all those episodes, you know.
I got you.
It's fine. I wasn't sure where I was going to be recording these because Just like that, I love how the dogs are always in the background, fucking off, fucking each other, you know, yelling, alerting us for intruders, you know.
Did you neuter your dog yet?
No.
All these dogs are hot, man. They're like fucking, it's Baghdad up here. But,
fuck yeah. Your dog.
I guess to answer my own question, though, you know, about the like and don't like.
We didn't ask you.
No, but you don't need to. But I'm going to answer it anyways.
Next question.
What I didn't like about this podcast was that I ran out of people around episode 42. Like, I ran out of, like, motherfuckers that, like, I cared about to talk to. And actually, I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. I shouldn't say I ran out of people. I'll say that I ran out of people that I had on the top of my head. Then I actually had to start looking. And then I realized, like, Matt, for instance, why didn't I have that motherfucker on sooner?
I was telling you forever.
I felt so bad.
Damn.
Because do you guys know Matt Peterson?
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, you met him.
Yeah, he's funny.
Funny fucking guy, man. He's become, like, my favorite fucking, like, you know, guest to have on the show. God damn, man. I'm thinking to myself, why didn't I have you on sooner? And Roy, you know, you say that, but why didn't you recommend it like sooner?
I did.
Why didn't
so
you
many
get
times.
Him on the show?
I tried
all this
to.
Shit?
Remember that one time?
You know, trying and doing are two different things.
Here's the crazy one.
What's up?
Oh, what the fuck was the downtime? Yes, what was it?
I don't know.
The promoter.
Downshift.
He was supposed to be on that episode, remember? But he never showed up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember that actually.
Yeah, I tried so many times to get him on.
So yeah, I regret not getting him on sooner. Cause he's been a fucking blast, and but yeah, that I didn't like that. I didn't like that. I started having to fucking, you know, lasso motherfuckers in.
Reuse them.
If there was one person you could have got on the show, who would it have been?
Damn, that's a good one.
And you know they would have did it.
Like local, I guess, person or anybody in fucking in the world.
No, it has to be someone you know.
Yeah, local.
Well, me personally, I mean, and this is my bias. I had Anthony on the show.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to have him on more. You know what I mean? I only had him on the one time. Yeah.
How many people would you want that?
Him and his sisters, to be honest. Him and his sisters, because they got some fucking fucked up bad stories. And I would love to hear them, because here's the thing. You can tell a story, but like when you're in person and you're fucking off and shit, you know, off the side,
yeah.
Then you start remembering like dumb shit that happened. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I really wish we could have done is had that dynamic. The in person, you know, remembering when the time I, you know, fell and took a shit on my head or something, you know, those, you know, crazy stories.
The flashback.
I wish we could have had him and his sisters here, but
fuck, you lucked out.
What were you saying, Roy?
Oh no, I just meant like who would you want that's never been on the show?
Who's never been?
You answered that already.
I did?
Yeah, his sisters.
No, oh, yeah. Right. Well, yeah. Well,
that was a package deal.
Yeah.
It answered both.
Would you want to have them without Anthony?
I guess Anthony and Valerie would be my number one pick. Because I don't want them together. I want them all together. Honestly, I wouldn't want just one or the other.
Yeah.
You know.
Who?
No. His sisters, Anthony and Valerie. And then I guess next would have been this one. If I was going to rank it, I guess number two would have been the stripper chick that is a local stripper.
Yeah.
And I know through, like, the grapevine, she's got some fucked up ass stories.
That's kind of hard.
No, I don't mean like that. I don't mean sex stories.
No, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just talking She's a stripper that happens to be getting involved in these problems.
Okay, yeah, well, I was like, yeah. I want to hear fucking like domestic disputes.
Kind of like when people were pitching me ideas about like Mr. Def, you know, goes to the bank, you know, that kind of shit. Well, this is like the stripper goes to the DMV. You know, like these are these kind of stories. You know what I mean?
No, that sounds just actually funny. Awesome.
Oh, okay. It's just funny,
that,
dude.
That makes sense.
It's just. I was like, it's a stripper.
To get fucking morbid in here.
It's a stripper at the wrong place at the wrong time. Dude, you know that kind of shit.
Can you name drop?
People recognize.
No, I can't name drop.
People recognize.
Yeah, because it's unfair. Because I asked this person, and they wanted to be on the show, but then they kind of got like stage fright. So.
So yeah, that makes
sense. Man, they stripping. How are you stage fright?
Yeah, right? That's what I thought. I thought, hey, you can promote.
I'd rather go on a mic than get in front of
people. I was like,
people.
Yo, you can promote yourself as the religious, you know, fucking, you know, morally, yeah. You know, respected person of the community. You know, but that never happened. That would be my number two. And I don't know. I'm sure there's more people, but at the top of my head, like.
Those?
Yeah, I mean.
If there was one person you could take off the show, who would it be?
Take off the show?
Like, yeah, if there was a
yeah, like the fuck that, that,
hey, actually, no,
that's a good question.
Right? I kind of know.
I want to hear
one of the guests that
or
I
your
had mo- on?
Or your most disappointing episode. If you don't want to like single song.
Oh my, okay, no, my single most disappointed episode was Maya. Maya, but unfortunately, her friend.
Is that the radio person?
Yeah, her friend was cool as fuck. Carla, she was cool as fuck.
Why was that one so disappointing?
Because Maya...
Like, no technical issues. Like,
no, yeah. She just didn't want to talk. Oh, yeah. She was being prude as fuck. I was like, this is a talk show, man. Like, loosen up. Like,
talk.
She didn't want to use her name. She started, like, asking for fucking shit to be taken out. I was like, why are you here, motherfucker? Like, you at the wrong show. You at the Def Jam.
You in the wrong trying to go to the
fucking Mormon meetup. You know what I mean? The Christian.
You gonna get roasted right now.
I'm like, man, I should have fucking like verbally like raped you. Like, but I didn't. Because I wanted to like be on nice and shit. Because I thought, you know, you would maybe loosen up if we were cool.
Nice last, brother.
I
thought your favorite would have been the one. Or my least favorite would be the one that where you weren't on.
No, that's not my least favorite. Because... That's okay. At least he fucking did an episode after all that time. Fucking motherfucker ruined our schedule by like 4 days. I would have had a perfect run if it wasn't for Travis's lagging ass. Fucking, you know.
Dude, damn.
He's going to comment on this. Like,
I don't care.
He's not going to listen to it.
You suck. Why did you fucking, you know, take fucking 4 days? No, my bad. Like 2 weeks to fucking release an episode. That's some bullshit. Me and Manny had to go make a fucking video.
When are you going
to
release that episode? Yeah.
What's up with that episode? We had to release a fucking music video just to fucking, like, you know, Manny, express our feelings. Yeah.
What happened
to... all I needed was Manny's shirt off.
sorry. What happened to the episode? I was fucking driving and you guys right behind me recording shit.
I took that out.
Why?
Because
that was before we got anywhere.
Why? Because it was dumb.
Oh, I didn't know what you guys did.
Nothing. We were just like, oh, look, it's Alexis. Oh, I bet he's going to Del Taco. Oh, yep.
Oh, okay. Goes. Never mind.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that sounds like a cool ass idea. Like,
I looked at him and I was like, dude, you're fucking lame. Why are we recording this? Like, you know, one of those fucking moments where I'm just like, you're fucking white as fuck, man. Like, I bet if you could, you'd fucking have the spotlight on him and you'd be fucking calling Jess and asking her to come with us. You know, all that dumb shit. You know how it is.
Yeah. You bust that. Caught you cheating.
I don't know. I took that shit out. I didn't think it was fucking worthy, even for this podcast. I didn't think it was worthy. I didn't want to waste anybody's
time. All I know is that you guys were following me, and then all of a sudden, I was like,
we were leaving.
I was like, who the fuck is this asshole?
We were dropping somebody off.
Yeah. Probably me.
You? Where
probably,
were we?
Probably,
like, no, Manny.
Me.
We were dropping you off at your fucking girl's house or whatever. That fucking Heffernan that you were hanging out with.
Oh shit!
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Fucking Helga, Olga, whatever her fucking name is. Guadalupe.
Fat bitch. I wasn't with. Hold on.
We can make jokes now.
Yeah, we can
make jokes.
Fat jokes.
Yeah,
I'm waiting.
That's what this episode is for, man. It's an event. It's to get it all out.
Fuck yeah!
Anyway, so Manny was hanging out with a fucking beach ball. No, that was the episode where Manny time. Yeah. Because we were out there in the counties, you were like romping or something, and we met up with you. No, my bad. We picked you up, took you out there.
That's what I was hanging out with.
And we were about to murder you, and then we fucking took you back.
We were about to murder you. Wait, what?
Oh, my bad. I'll take that out. No, just kidding. No, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then we just saw you once we dropped him off, we saw you leaving your house.
I feel so fat. You saw me going to
Del Taco. He pretty much called in. Like, oh, here, going to Del Taco. Oh, here, Del Taco.
I don't give a fuck. I live across the street
from him. The whole time I'm sitting there like, dude, you fucking suck. Why are you doing this? Yeah. Like, do you do this to everybody? Do you do this to all your friends?
No, he does.
I'd be like, if Roy's walking down the street, instead of offering him a ride, he just follows him behind, like, slowly. Right? I'm like, dude, come on. But you know what? This ain't that kind of show.
Hey, you know what, though? When I've needed Roy, he's been there for me.
No, hey.
I'll give him
yeah, you're right.
Roy
comes through, but I wish his coming through was consistent.
That's all. It is, huh?
That's all.
Depends on.
I just wish it was consistent.
It's just certain because sometimes it's light, sometimes it's heavy.
Maybe I don't mean enough to Roy to, you know, fucking give me his consistency.
What's your name?
I don't know. But
what your name is?
That's all I wanted from you, Roy. And unfortunately, you disappointed.
I've been there for a lot of shit.
You haven't been there for me when I like needed you the most, though.
Okay.
Damn, that sounds personal and touching.
I'm just saying, man.
I needed you.
Like, if you would have just tried to do this podcast, like I would have been fine. But instead, you gave up.
Hey, I was in the process of like getting everything together where I moved.
But you never like expressed that. All you did was say,
"Dude, I would say
hey guys,
stuff, but
I don't
want to
do this."
I would say stuff, but things would go over people's head. So that's why I was like, "Fuck it."
Oh, I got it.
It's kind of like the reason I actually didn't turn in a video because I
like
said,
that defeatist attitude, dude. Is
yeah,
like,
that's not,
I just wish you didn't have that. Like you make hurdles for yourself when they're not needed.
No, it's just you just like the way that man said it. You just like the way you say stuff sometimes. It's just like I just don't. I'm just not gonna say anything. And I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
because then we're still like cool. That, there's no points, argument.
That gets you nowhere though.
It's fine because I don't want to argue. It's just like fuck it. Like that's where it's gone to now.
That's unfortunate, man.
Yeah, but fuck it. Like there's sometimes I just can't win, so I just give up.
If you can't beat him, fuck it.
You can't win because you don't want to put in the work.
It's fine.
Well, yeah, whatever, man.
I don't know.
Like I said, I did this on my own because at this point, you know, people donated money. I had an obligation. So, like, you guys got any questions? Anything you guys want to, like, tell me? Tell the...
Podcast-wise or just...
This is all podcast-focused. So.
Oh, fuck that. Gordon, you're a bitch.
Go ahead, man. Hey.
I got a question.
I got a question. I'm not perfect.
Why are you such a bitch?
Why am I such a bitch? You know what, Roy?
Just for you,
man. It's because you can't listen, man. You can't keep up.
I can keep up.
So to you, it seems like I'm being a bitch.
I'm fucking around also.
I'll say this, and I don't mean
I'm being real. You guys want answers,
I don't want to be a dick. I feel like I'm older than you. Like,
it's fine.
And I felt that before I even got married and had kids and all that.
It's just like, I feel like I got to hold your hand sometimes,
fuck
man.
Fuck up, Roy.
I don't want to grow up.
And
I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
And, you know, hey, if you don't want to do
Where's
this.
Jeffrey?
You told me you didn't want to do it.
And man,
you did it.
You're too skinny for your own fucking good.
I'm just
giving it out right
fucking
now.
Hey, you've been sipping on that hater
like,
tonight.
Like sometimes you ask me to do things you know damn well I can't do.
Yeah, like go fucking climb steep ass mountain.
It was fun as shit.
But like at the same time,
he took
I was tired.
He took me to Death Valley.
Hey, you challenged yourself and you met
I was like,
the
yo, dog, I ain't climbing this mountain.
No, I like how I told him like jokingly, I want to climb that biggest fucking mountain. Let's do it. I was like, oh fuck, now I feel like a pussy if I say no.
Yeah, well, don't tell me some shit. Girl, it's stuck in my head. I'm like, all right.
What is
or don't tell me not to do.
What is your favorite moment? Not like your favorite podcast, because I'm pretty sure there's no favorite podcast, unless there is.
Episode, you mean?
No, favorite moment.
Like, one conversation you had.
Or a couple of favorite moments.
When you're editing it and you heard it and you couldn't stop fucking laughing.
Okay, some of my favorite moments. One right, that comes to mind immediately was the episode where I had Sad Dan and you guys and Isabel, or Manny and Roy and Isabel. And you guys had left.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were gone, and it was just Daniel, Travis, and myself. And we're sitting there, and he's getting drunk, and he's getting drunker, and we're kind of taking breaks from recording, coming in and out, and fucking he's sitting there telling us about some internet girlfriend that he has, or had, or something. And so he's showing us the pictures, and me and Travis are just looking at each other like, yeah, right. Like, motherfucker, you don't lie to us. And then he starts doing this wavy shit with the phone.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So that we can't get a good look with the thing. And then I just fucking lose it, because then Travis gets his phone and mocks what he's doing. He starts doing this, you know, like, hey, look at my girlfriend, you know, this kind of shit.
Yeah, like shaking the phone.
And so I fucking lose it. I'm fucking bawling. I'm dying.
Did you see the picture? Did it look legit or like totally fake?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw like a fucking wavy ass picture. So whatever. So that happened, and then we're just fucking sitting there laughing. But then we have like 20 seconds left of recording space, and then what did he do? He starts saying something about the girl or something, and then I just fucking lose it, and we lose like 3 minutes of unrecorded footage,
right,
where he's sitting there defending the girl and how he fucking is gonna go do this, this, and that, and that right there was my favorite moment. And unfortunately, it wasn't recorded.
No,
just leave it on. Leave it on.
It's fine. Turn the light on.
So that was because half of it was recorded, and it was the ending to that episode. That was one of my favorite moments. Maybe not my top, but the one I can remember vividly.
Just that situation.
I was fucking laughing my ass.
Yeah, Buchago was getting smashed.
Man, dude,
I fucking wrestled you.
My sides hurt for the rest of the night. I was like, fuck. That shit was funny.
I personally liked when going back to when we went over.
The second favorite was your episode was
his first episode?
Half Awake Giant.
Oh, which one's that?
That's the one where Alexis fucking let Travis have it about the
dirtiness?
The state of his, like, you know, hygiene in the house. You know, the state of the feng shui.
It dramatically it was just changed. Because,
like, I had not been in Travis's house in a while, and I didn't, you know, yeah. I didn't know he had a new
called the sleeping the sleeping giant,
yeah.
Half awake giant.
First thing you see is the Jack of the Box bag.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, Wiener Schnitzel.
So like, he had like a bachelor pen.
Ain't know about cleaning everything. We get in trouble. We got in trouble. I mean, this is the dude that like made us get off the fucking car and pick up a styrofoam cup. We went.
Oh, to the Signature Valley.
Yeah, we went over there, and so I get in there. And, like, there's fucking bags on the floor. And I was just, like, joking. But every time I turned around, there was something fucking new. And, like, there was the cat and all that shit. And I was just joking and making fun. But then that was fucking funny because you're like, you get it, Doug.
You get it. Your house is dirty. Oh, man.
It was just funny. Just
yeah, dude, that
like,
was.
Like, especially, like, going back to because we know each other. That was the funny part for me.
What made it funny for me too is because I saw that contrast that you were talking about. The fucking, you know, when he was by himself, how fucking nice and, you know, tidy his house was. And then the minute fucking people came in, there was fucking shoes everywhere. There was a coaster in the middle of the floors so that you can put your 44 ounce on the ground. You know, it was catered to being a fucking slob. And yeah, and then you had the Wiener Schnitzel bags, you know, in cupboards and shit. Yeah, man. The septic comment you made too about how the septic system blew up or whatever, and you're like, it's over capacity. dude, that shit hit me for like weeks after I fucking edited that day.
Like, what do you mean? Like that shit like exploded?
Yeah, his septic tank like blew up, and it was shit everywhere, all over the fucking shit everywhere. There's shit all over his front yard everywhere because the thing broke, and his front yard got flooded. And then Alexis made the fucking genius ass comment about his toilet. You know, his septic system is over capacity because all the people that were living in the house. Because he had fucking, you know, all these motherfuckers living there. There was like 10 pairs of shoes in the front yard.
Was there a lot of people living there?
It was fucking
there?
Auschwitz all over again. Briefcase and fucking shoes everywhere. That shit was funny, man. Like, that made the whole podcast with that comment alone, probably, to me. That and the fucking, yeah, what he was talking about, how? Oh, and the table, the add-ons. Yeah, the add-ons, dude. Like, there was just fucking gold in that goddamn. Yeah, the books. The books for the add-ons for the table. Because you bought the table all wobbly, so it came with books. Because that's how much of a piece of shit the table was. Oh, that was gold. Yeah, that definitely was a memorable moment.
Oh, I like that.
But, trying to think of something else. You know, there's a handful of them, but I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind. I mean, the most recent one I did, Matt's fucking dropped a nice one on me, and then now I'm drawing blanks on what it was, so I don't remember.
Was it like one that's already been aired?
Yeah, it just got, it's just, yeah, it's there.
You're going to go through your visual library.
Hey, hold on. Was it within the past year?
He's going to go through the 5 episodes he listened to. Fuck.
I got 13.
That wasn't the last one.
Like, I got way more of these guys.
I bet the last one you listened to was probably like 42 or something.
Yeah, but we're keeping our head down, though.
I had to think. This is the last one you were on.
Fuck yeah, I am. There.
But, you know, man, to be honest, I don't blame any of you guys. Cause this is, I wasn't paying any of you guys to be here. You know, bottom line. You know, Roy, you couldn't do it. Fuck it. You know, whatever. I don't really give a fuck.
Wait, what the fuck? We're not getting paid? I thought we were getting paid after the 15th.
I thought after this was all over, we're gonna get the big one.
Your check's in the mail.
Oh, okay.
No, but you know what? But you know, we started this thing as a group, and that was the only thing that bothered me is that we started this as a group.
Might as well end it as a group.
And that's what I wanted to do. Yeah.
We should at least do one more vodcast. That shit was fun.
I like the vodcast.
The vodcast was fun.
I'll be down for one more.
The vodcast was fun, but you know what? It was a lot of work. Unless somebody wants to step in, then I'd be down to help out.
Let's film it, and I'll have to edit it real quick.
I did buy a fancy new editing laptop.
Ooh. Oof, la la.
One more fart for the mic.
That'd be more.
So I mentioned this in the last episode. All these mics have officially been farted on by me or guests.
That's why it smells weird.
We accomplished that.
So no one's left out.
Yeah, none of these mics are left out. Now they're all full of fart.
This one smells like Travis.
Fecal matter.
Smells like that.
They all have fecal matter.
Oh, sweet.
Let me get the guy.
Anything else you guys want to add?
When's the next episode, Rainier?
All right.
What's the next podcast?
So what's next? What's next? What's your new next adventure if you're not going to do a podcast?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm not saying you're not going to do a podcast.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. I'm going to get to 50. Definitely take a break. Don't know what's after that. If I don't do the podcast anymore and I call it quits, I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun doing those Manny Take Your Shirt Off videos. So,
Manny Take
Your
Shirt Off. You know what?
Videos.
I'll give you that.
The song?
I like.
What video?
Oh, my bad.
No, here's the deal. I like following you on your Snapchat.
Thank you.
It's entertaining.
Okay, now it's entertaining. Wait, I was about to say your piece of shit comment at El Toro Bowl. How my snaps were the most boring snaps ever.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
At the El Toro Bowl?
Yeah, you said that. I
probably said it sarcastically because I was
thinking to myself.
I probably said mine are boring.
Mine are boring.
I probably said that sarcastically because I always look for yours. Like, do you ever go to like during the story and be like, I want to watch these guys first.
I want to see it all back to back.
No, there's some snaps that I don't even watch anymore. I don't even know why I have these people on there.
Because it's boring?
Yeah. I, like, skip them.
Here's my issue, because I'm going to say straight out right now. I fucked up, and I changed carriers. My data is very...
Who'd you go from?
I went to Sprint for Verizon, right?
Oh, yeah, you fucked up, dude.
You know what? Yeah, I'm regretting it.
What don't you like?
The fucking service.
When you're at your house, you have no service, but
everywhere else, right?
No, fuck that. I'm on my Wi-Fi at home, so whatever. But with Verizon, the only complaint I had was the price.
Yeah,
that's why I went to Sprint, because it was considerably cheaper. But now I get that you get what you pay for.
You got your Wells drinks.
I don't get service in my office, which fucking sucks, guys. Cause like I want to hear music, or I want to hear while I work.
Use the rabbit ears. Put in the headphone jack.
I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. Next radio or whatever, but it's not the same. I don't want to hear local bullshit. Like I want to hear XM.
What about local programming?
Yeah, what about the local programming?
Fuck all y'all. I don't download this podcast because I don't have the data for it.
You can download it at your house and have it for later. You know, motherfucker.
No. But, like, so I have to be selective of my data uses, which is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
And I make sure to watch your fucking snaps because they're hilarious. Like,
thank you.
So.
Thank you. And thank you, Roy. I appreciate it, too.
With all the cheetahs everywhere.
I'll probably fuck with you.
And that's what I like.
He's consistent with it.
But I was thinking to myself, like.
It hasn't got old.
You're going to tell me mine are more boring than Travis's?
I
blocked him for a reason.
I don't have him on my stand.
I don't think I got rid of him for a reason. I don't want to see.
And that's it. I'm gonna say the cheetah thing is just fucking hilarious for having random cheetah.
Consistency. You know, I like to keep. You know, everybody thought that I would get off the cheetah man.
Nah, fuck. You know, stay on that shit.
No, man. I still love.
Can I get you to play cheetah
man?
Dude, I
still have the motherfucking theme on my phone. Shit. Like are we doing another song? People thought that was like a fad.
Yeah, I think
you know
yeah.
the Cheetah Man.
I thought it was.
No man.
And then
1 year later,
yeah,
it stuck.
Okay.
Every fucking episode, it has something related to Cheetah Man.
The Cheetah Man take this.
The Cheetah Man do that. Yeah. Hercules. No, now it's Hercules because it's only one left. You know.
Hercules.
You know, so it's not Cheetah Man anymore. It's Cheetah Man.
Nigga, so. Cheetah Man. One lonely
Excuse me?
Cat.
Still have the same phone number.
So what?
There's not only one left. Just call me. I'll take me a week to reply. Yeah.
Call me.
But cool man, yeah.
That's the other thing, guys. If I don't reply right away, like I used to.
Actually,
that's true. I noticed that.
I don't have service in
because I remember I sent you a thing and you were like a fucking week later, I was like, yo, dude, that problem's over. I'm dead now.
Hey. Oh, no, yeah.
I didn't need that ride.
Sprint kind of I hope they're listening.
Hey, what's your number?
Fuck Sprint.
The same.
No, they don't got signal to listen.
I'm not saying it over the air. Come on. I'll tell you
after. You'll beep it out.
Fuck that.
I just want to pay for this.
Beep, 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 beep.
Send me a text because I went through like 3 phones within 3 months.
Oh, you know what I miss? Hold on. Okay, go ahead. What?
Yo, I know you have Wi-Fi, but like when you're not around your Wi-Fi around the apartment complex, do you get signal at that apartment complex?
Yeah, it's slow though. It's not that
it's
I don't get
it. It's shitty.
Yeah, it's not that I don't get it.
Dude, even for Verizon.
Yeah, I felt like I had a metal plate in my head.
When I had Verizon, I was fine.
It's so stupid.
What's this got to do with the podcast?
No, I just like talking about shitty signals, and I'm thinking like it can't just be my fucking apartment complex.
What do you miss? Sorry, you say you were gonna say something you miss.
Are you guys done?
Yeah, we're talking about Verizon. So
talking
know.
About
I love
shit
Verizon
and piss and Japanese anime.
I don't give a fuck about.
Okay, anyways.
Hey, Gordo.
What's up?
Do you fuck with the war?
You know what?
Do
fuck
you
it.
Fuck with the war? That shit was funny. What are you doing? Yes! Yes, 2 farts in one episode. Fuck yeah. If you guys can both fart in this episode, dude, we fucking... I'll quit right now if you both can fart.
Don't quit, but...
No, okay.
I say we should.
Hey, I saw Gordo fall like a fucking tree.
Oh,
if I ever saw a tree fall in the woods,
hey, tell them about that story.
All right, so we went... Because
I was laughing about it, even though my ass is all sore.
Oh, shit. Set it up, and I'll finish it.
We were playing football, or catch.
Football.
Out in the middle of where? Picacho or whatever.
Yeah, Picacho.
Yeah, we were out there throwing a ball. We went camping just this weekend. We're throwing a ball.
Well, thanks for the invite.
Hey, Manny.
I want you to tell the story because I know you're going to add your fucking sound effects. All right,
I want you to
tell the story.
So,
please.
We're out there camping, right? I have this little light up football. We're all chucking and shit. And Gordo wanders off in some fucking soft ass sand. You know, you can't barely see him. I just see a big ass silhouette. Not a big ass silhouette, but.
Hey, it's cool, dog. Hey, you were right.
Hey, girl, I see a big ass silhouette.
It's cool. I was out there dancing and shit.
So, anyways. Fucking, I sit by the fire for a second, and, like, I see more of a silhouette. And anyways, him and Antonio are tossing the football, a.k.a. Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Arr. Thanks for coming out. But anyways, so I see it go to Gordo. I hear, wow, his big-ass Gordo laugh. And then, fucking, I look, and I just see him, like, the slowest fall ever. Like, you know, like, you ever see, that people say, like, have you ever seen a tree fall in the woods?
Yeah.
I think I saw a tree fall, because I imagine what it looked like. He just fell slow as fucking, boom, hit the ground, and just started laughing. Oh, and I laughed harder, because he was doing his stupid-ass laugh.
Yeah. I was laughing, because, like.
Well, that's embarrassing.
I went to get the ball. Yeah. You know, the ball was coming. I was like, I got to go deep. I got to go deep, deeper than I've ever gone in my entire life. I didn't go deep enough. So then when I lost it, and then I was just like.
It sounds like you went too deep.
Shit. And I just fucking like fell. I literally like. Like a fucking tree. Just slowly. Yeah. And then I landed on my ass, and they just started laughing. And Manny came over to try to give me the fucking roundhouse kick.
You know, because he's not going to help you out. Yeah,
to throw some salt in my wound. You know what I mean? No, he helped me up. That's true, though. But yeah, that shit was funny. I was laughing. I don't give a fuck. That shit was funny.
Good times. We were fucking laughing like schoolgirls or some stupid shit by the end of the night, like 5:30
Everyone's all asleep. We're still laughing all loud and shit.
I like the last time we went. I remember. Your friend. I don't know if I can mention him. But
Oh, go ahead. No, don't mention names.
Please. Yeah.
Just say my friends. Yeah.
Your friend.
Well, they peeled out in the morning.
Yeah. we fucking were talking about that.
Damn.
He just got all fucking mad and left.
That shit was funny.
I think it was like in retrospect, it's hilarious when your friend was teaching me how to do that fire steal.
Yeah.
And the fucking firewall, whatever it is,
lands on
the
fire.
Yeah.
And it burned their fucking blanket.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So it's like that they brought. Oh fuck.
Yeah, it was like their. They're like family heirloom and shit.
Like, why would you
take
it
out camping?
My nana made this blanket from like 10 generations ago.
My nana, you know, this is from the Holocaust.
Like,
you know,
we were cool like the night before. I don't know what happened that
morning. I don't know what happened.
Shit got real.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, you know what happened?
Fuck all y'all.
Someone was being loud and then like, hey, fuck you. No, no, fuck you. No, come over here and make me. I know.
Your cousins, yeah.
Your cousins were loud as fuck, though.
Yeah, they were. Funny. They were in their fucking fortress of solitude. Their big ass fucking tent. For three
guys.
Smaller than many sized fucking, you know,
they were living like kings out there.
They were. They were like mini living in that cage.
That's what I had to navigate. Medium. I could not fucking get comfortable in it.
No,
that's a mansion out there.
I know. And then it sucked because you like woke up all fucked up and sore and shit, and I was like, I don't know why. Remember you said you woke up all fucked up?
Yeah my butt.
Wait, what?
I like slept in the wrong car and shit. I ended up in like their car, and then they woke up. I was like, oh shit.
He asked me if he could sleep in my car, and I was like, yeah, no problem, like, go ahead. And he sleeps in someone's truck.
Yeah, I get in the wrong truck. I mean, I'm kind of drunk and, you know, all that shit, and so whatever. Yeah, I just remember they fucking kicked up.
They
like
sped off. It was early in the morning. Like, you just hear throwing rocks at us and everything. Oh fuck,
that shit was funny.
That we looked at the meat that we supposedly cooked the day before.
It wasn't cooked.
It was all raw as shit.
Yeah.
If you guys had the shit, sorry.
Was that just no? That wasn't the same night. Fucking Chorizo Head was there, huh?
No, Danny Chorizo. Yeah. No, that was another night. Chorizo.
So what you were gonna say though?
Oh yeah. No, I was gonna say about Roy. Because I you know, I feel like I haven't really been fair. To be honest, though, I did really miss having you on the show doing the, like, the stupid-ass songs we would make. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
The little fucking, like, motorcycle. I missed that shit. Because to me, that was, like, a funny-ass, like, break that wasn't a break.
Like, it was just in there, and then you're like, I can cut this out.
Yeah, like I could cut this and use it later.
Because
like
it would randomly
a lot of the keyboard
up.
Stuff that I did with Manny is I would throw it in there. Like one episode was entirely original fucking music of the podcast. So like I could sell that episode legally because it's all original content, and I love that shit. That was fun. I miss that dynamic that we had because we also you know
are
we
gonna make some original beats today? Content today?
I don't know. I don't know if I have it. I'm kind of tired, to be honest. I'm getting all this last energy out just for this. And then Alexis got to go, too, so I don't want to hold him up.
I got to wake up pretty.
But,
you're a businessman now.
I'm not.
Family man.
So, yeah, man, I will say that. I didn't like, but at the same time, it's like, you know what? You got to do what you got to do, so, you know, fuck it. And, you know, shit happens.
You know what, though?
So, yeah, that was fun.
I like 90% of you guys, so I'm down to do something else.
Yeah.
And what's the 10% you don't like?
Well, Roy doesn't count as a full person. But
ooh.
Nah,
I'm like 50, though.
Well, no, he's 50. He's part man, part bird.
Yeah.
No, here's the deal. Like, there's not a whole lot of...
Aw, cock.
Friendship.
Ladies?
Ladies?
There's not a whole lot of friendship to try to maintain or whatever. So if y'all down to do whatever, and if time permits...
Always down.
Time permits, you know, I'm there. Obviously,
I'm always down.
Like I said, I got the busiest fucking schedule of anyone except Manny here. But
no, I'm a little more free. Let's do something.
Yeah, man. Like, you know what? If you guys want
to
do
one
more
podcast,
you know, one last podcast to actually, you
the
know,
beginning
officially.
Of March?
You know,
sorry for interrupting.
No, it's cool. I was saying, if y'all want to do one last podcast to, you know, really fucking, you know, send this shit off and, you know,
I'm in.
Send it off to Valhalla.
I'm down.
We can do that. I have no problem.
Here's the deal. And editing-wise, it's probably where I'm more... I can edit. I mean, okay. I got my own shit. I have my own gear that I paid for.
Cool.
That I don't have to fucking, you know...
Yeah, yeah. We'll leave that out, but yeah.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, like...
No, I get you.
I can use it. Oh, my
hell God. Yeah. No, you're cool. I thought that was the post.
That was my footsies and footsies. Shit.
But, Actually, no, yeah, man, I'm totally down for a fucking podcast. I mean, I had fun doing it. It was a bitch to edit because I,
well, if
I over,
are we all gonna submit a video? Because we better jump on that shit now.
Why?
I don't know. I like it, so I need to know.
True that. What's a valid?
What's the beginning of March?
Yeah. Hey, so you want to give us some big news?
Nah, it's not big news. I'm just
what's going on?
I'm not gonna be local no more.
Where are you gonna be?
Phoenix.
Why?
It's kind of local.
Why not?
Local Arizona. No,
why are you going to Phoenix, Manny?
Something different.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the next time maybe you're on, you probably won't be living here.
No, I'll be imported.
Imported. Like all the fine beers.
Yes. I will bring fine beers with me.
Bring Red Stripe.
I could do that.
That's the official local program beer. Actually, it's not. Free is the official
local program. Free 99 tastes free. Better.
You know, like that beer right there was free for you. No, but so just for closing, let's get some last thoughts when Manny gets in here.
Oh, Manny, have a throat lozenge.
Manny, all right there? Coughing up a lung.
I think I got the black lung.
Coughing up a soul. So some last thoughts, guys. You know, Manny, I know you're very deep in your thoughts.
Oh yeah,
you know.
I'm right here.
So tell us about your thoughts.
They're very deep.
How deep do your thoughts go?
Very deep.
Like, tell us. It's like, you know.
I don't want to talk about it. Fuck.
Tell us about your thoughts.
I don't know. I overthink things sometimes.
You overthink your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Like, hoes be lying.
Hey. Hoes be lying?
Yeah.
Can I have this?
I believe in the bartering system.
In March, maybe.
In March,
maybe. We bartered.
Hey.
Manny, can we come in here and have a, you know, auction
sale? Can we get
sale?
First dibs?
Like an estate sale?
Kinda.
Like a silent auction.
I do gotta kind of.
Manny, let's have No, Manny, no. Wait. Let's have the FUPA Film Festival before you move. Let's have it in here.
How are we gonna have it? And FUPAs. Who's gonna be submitting videos? Not just
everyone. People.
Everyone.
Like who? Are you?
Everyone.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, FUPA Film Festival.
How much
self-explanatory.
Would you pay?
FUPA Film Festival. FUPAs.
All right.
That's the topic of this month.
How much would you
FUPA.
Pay?
How much would you pay to get into the FUPA Film Festival, Alexis?
How much are you going to pay me to show my video?
Free submission.
It depends if you
win.
Yeah, if you, there will be a prize.
Ooh.
Yeah. How much would you pay to get in, though? Like, general admittance.
Six-pack.
A six-pack.
Fuck
oh,
yeah,
actually,
like
that's not bad.
Big
that's
no, my bad.
Damn.
No, not big spender, because somebody said $15, so.
It's not.
I feel like they're fucking around.
Nah, he was serious.
Hey, 15
they
bucks.
Serious. He was serious.
Jeez. Yeah, he had that evil eye.
Like FUPA.
Yeah, that FUPA.
FUPA Film Festival, Manny. So, Manny, maybe in March we'll have the FUPA Film Festival here.
It's got to be before.
It has to be February.
Okay, maybe in February 14th, huh? Valentine's
February
Day.
February is a leap. It's a leap year this
Fuck
year.
Fuck you.
Dude, on 29th. It's
got your leap year right here.
So every...
Yeah! Oh, that sounded juicy as fuck.
Your gun goes off.
Oh
in your
my
ass.
God! For those, for oh, you shit. Audio listeners out
one
there,
more.
Alexis my. Grabbed Roy's mic and just let one nasty ass fart rip. And I'm gonna, and you just heard it because I amplified the audio.
Oh yeah!
And I gave it more bass,
Does
and
it
sounds
like
juicier. Oh, Roy,
like
Roy, are you okay?
I don't.
Are you okay?
Do you want my winds?
Right? The winds.
You fart on that one too.
The winds of shit are howling. Remember, Manny? You don't remember.
Yeah, I do.
Trailer Park Boys. Nice.
Come on, man. I ain't going to forget that shit.
I just got one more mic.
That and Workaholics. I need
mic
like
to
rewatch that.
You got one more mic.
Manny, can you fart in that one?
I can't
one?
Fart.
Please.
I got to pee. I could like, if you want me, does this extend to the bathroom?
It extends? Yeah. No, it does not extend.
Don't.
No! It doesn't go.
Well, then what the fuck you want me to do?
Just
fart
in it, man.
I can't.
How about just put it up to your ass and like see what we hear?
Stick it up your ass.
Yeah, just stick it up your ass.
I'm not going to stick a mic up my ass. Come on.
Just stick it up your ass and like see what happens.
Poop particles.
Hey, maybe we'll hear the ocean. Come on, just.
This is a mic shoving up the ass show.
An ocean of cum.
Manny, haven't you heard the last episodes?
Yeah.
This show is all about sticking mics up people's asses.
Well, I'm going to break the cycle, you know?
No, you're not. Hold him. Oh, it's not.
Hey, guys. So let's get some closing thoughts here.
All right.
What you guys think, man?
Yes, Ricardo Rivera.
What you guys think? Another 50 episodes, maybe?
Yeah.
What are you guys thinking?
I'm down. I'll be
I
like
think
a
you're,
fucking
you're
voice
more experienced if you're starting from square one. You know what works. You know what didn't. You know who you can rely on. You know what you can't think of. Like, so...
You gone through your trial and error period. Like,
yeah.
It's just nothing but fucking...
Yeah, it's like a beta. Like a beta
yeah,
trial.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think you're past the beta phase. Like you said. Nice. You're ready to go to alpha.
Ready to go to alpha.
Or is alpha first?
No, it's alpha first and beta.
Right, so you're Charlie now.
Nice. Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Sweet. You guys got any last words?
She looked good from far, but she was far from good.
Is that how you describe?
No.
Oh.
It's the first thing that popped in my head, though.
Nah, just in closing, guys, don't be strangers.
For us. Hey, holla. I need that digits.
Them digits.
I'm not going to give it to you over the air. Just fucking wait till the
come on, recording. Just do it. He'll beep it out.
Beep, 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 beep.
8675309.
What's that number again?
6105. What about you, Roy? What you got in your needle noggin?
Nothing really. I hope to do this again. Like, I really want to.
Okay.
I want to get my shit situated first. But once I get that situated, I really want to.
I really want to.
I like turtles.
Because I got plans for some stuff. And I just need to man up and do it.
Hey.
Do it.
I can kind of see.
Do it.
Because try to fart, but you know.
Like me and one of my friends Fabian are coming up with something, and so far, we got some shit. It's moving along. So I'm just
some side projects I'm actively pursuing right now. Once I get into more of a where I can show have something to show, I'd like you guys to take a look and. And critique the shit out of it, and then shut the fuck up and don't ever watch it again.
Oh yeah, I could do that. So,
hopefully, Roy will watch it once.
I'll watch it.
Actually, we should watch the vodcast right now.
That's 30 minutes.
Watch John. Your time. We want to hear back.
If you can't tell by the last fart, I gotta go home and take a shit.
To be fair, that's probably the only video of Gordo's that I haven't watched.
Yeah, which is why I'm surprised, to be honest.
Yeah, actually, me too.
Touche.
It's literally.
I mean,
the
considering
only
you're in it, you know, for starters, you're in the video. So.
It was surprisingly good. No, having been there,
having seen what was shot,
having been there, and was like, "Fuck, this is gonna be a shit show." I left there like.
Well, to be fair, I did cut out a lot.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I left there was thinking, we fucked up.
The first 5 minutes, I think, were shit.
Yeah.
Cause you even said it, man. It's the stupidest.
Yeah, this is fucking
this
dumb.
This is big
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's when I started cutting. Cause I was all like, alright, nobody wants to hear all this dumb shit.
Exactly. But then
the joy of editing.
What you put out, which is what matters, I guess, was good. And I like that.
Cool, man. Thank you, I appreciate that.
I like the
I wish more people would be vocal.
I like when we called me. What are you doing? I'm taking a shit. Like,
no, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Woo.
Yeah, that was fun. The phone calls were fun.
Let's do it again.
I didn't like. We left out the last conversation.
Which one?
The one we called our viewer from New York.
Oh, well, part of it was technical problems.
Yeah.
There was a lot of cutting out and hissing and shit. And then the other half was just like dead air, really.
Yeah.
It was like quick answers. Oh, I'm over here.
I like when I tried hanging up the phone and the fucking phone just rang again.
Yeah, fucking hello. Anthony's call?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was trippy. Yeah. I was like, what?
You can't hang up on me right.
All right.
And then he's like, I'll kill you. I'm like, fuck, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I tried making fun of everybody equally.
You know what I'd like to do? And maybe not a podcast. And sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
I'd like to record our conversations we have on the PlayStation.
You can.
You can, yeah, but Twitch. Everyone has to have their settings set right.
Yeah.
Everyone has to have the unison party can share your fuck. Thing.
Hopefully.
We can just plug it in.
There
on
will
what?
Be.
A PlayStation?
Hey, I.
Yeah. No, but then you can record it off the PlayStation, not have to have any external fucking recording devices. I guess I could use that, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. Just plug that shit
in.
Yeah,
I probably could just plug that into
the mic
an
system.
Owl.
Everybody, you have to stay tuned, though. For a video that's gonna be up, hopefully I'll have it here by then.
What video?
And we'll whoop your ass at fucking Uncharted 4.
Shit.
No, oh, baby.
This motherfucker thinks he's gonna take me on.
I'll take
Uncharted
you out.
4.
Take
when,
you to
when
take
fucking
you to
me
dinner.
And Anthony play, we played Last of Us like there was no other game that ever you know.
Like it was
we,
a, it
we
was
would
the
never
last
fucking
of you guys?
Play any other game. That's all we played.
Yeah, that is true.
And I will say this: Uncharted is different. But basically, the core fundamental is there.
Yeah,
because
Last of Us
is Uncharted 2. It's slowed
be,
down and more focused on survival.
It's gonna be great because you have more experience on the online of Uncharted more than I do.
Yeah,
but we both know how the gameplay works, and
you're gonna get your ass whooped.
It's gonna be equal.
I'm gonna
whoop
your
ass.
I'm gonna record that.
We're recording that.
I'm gonna give it to you. X gonna give it to you.
God damn it.
X gonna give it to you. Now we'll see, man. I'm really looking forward to fucking Uncharted
4. Fuck yeah, it's gonna be badass.
It's gonna be sick. But anyways, guys,
man, taking a big
old
shit.
To end this shit, I wanna thank you guys for I wanna thank all of y'all.
All y'all
for being on the show. For, you know, as many episodes as you were here.
All 47.
You know, all fucking 50, all three, all four, 49. All 14, whatever. I wanna thank all the listeners.
If you guys didn't know, I was in every single episode at least once.
You were in the background?
Yeah.
I wanna say thank you to the donators. This ain't the final episode, but I figure I don't say it enough. So thank you, Manny.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Viewers like you.
Thank you to the dogs for being troopers.
Special guests.
Not barking and shit all the time, you know, like nuisance. They're actually good behaved dogs. Yeah, thank you to Thomas for letting me use his house, his shiz house. Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it. Thank you to everybody, man. Thank you to all the fucking listeners, old, new, the ones that have been there since zero. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, donators. I don't know how I'm going to say it, but thank you, guys. And with that, I wish you guys a good evening. If you guys have any last words, this might be your last time to ever be on this show. What would you like to say?
To be over
Alexis anytime. Feel free to join in. Alexis, come on, you're fucking lagging it. I know you have to go home, but just say something for the song. A medium dog is looking at Manny like, I want some dinner. And Daisy doesn't even know what's going on. Oh yeah. Everybody say a word, please, for the ending of this show.
Daisy, Daisy, Daisy.
Doo-doo, doo-doo.
Please be quiet.
Woo!
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right.